into the Word of God.
Ne-am țigă cu săi tot, chiar te-n îndrământ.
Watch closely, Vivian's going to open her Bible.
Te rău țara vai fi fiana, nu că ce-am pai pulin.
But she's going to take out her sermon notes. Show them, you've got your own papers.
Să acum n-am tarătas cum anucan.
So you better hope she's prepared a good message.
Te mila mana ten nara izia te na numana tur ten tsar.
Mine's got 4 points.
Ne na cum este tip kana kevat.
I don't know how many points you prepared.
Ți fanta tot tip ca firm ban man noa.
You know that trick.
Ai na revesani tet ksan.
When people don't understand the two languages at all.
Revat smas tsara ro fatsain le fumba fitenenana na krua.
The translator can preach their own sermon.
Tele pandiketeni hafa kama noze turten manukan yo.
I don't think you can get away with that anymore here.
Fanefany ati tsava kama no anzay tsafa miala ny amizay tsika.
Last week I spoke about this new year.
Tam nernandro ako nresaka tam momba ny taona vaovao ty.
And I said that we need to build this year on faith in God.
Ten tena hoe mila tsangatsika ty taona ty a miankina amin'ny hoe finoana ao amin'Andriamanitra.
One of the grand themes I feel we should carry for this year.
Anisany lohahevitra ngeza be izay tsapako hoe tokony hoentintsika amin'ity taona ity a.
It's something you should carry for your whole life.
Dia zavatra tokony izay hoentinao mandritra ny androm-piainanao rehetrarehetra.
Is this idea of faith in God.
Dia ity hevitra hoe finoana ao an'Andriamanitra ity.
Because he is absolutely faithful.
Satria izy dia tena mahatoky tokoa.
And trustworthy.
Ary tena azontsika ametrahana fitokisana.
And faith in God is not supposed to take us nowhere. It's not in isolation.
Ary le hoe finoana ao amin'Andriamanitra dia tsy hoe mila mitondra antsika makaiza hoe tsy hoe mitokana le izy.
Faith in God actually leads us somewhere.
Fany finoana an'Andriamanitra dia mitarika antsika ho any amin'ny toerana iray.
In other words, faith produces something in our lives. It bears fruit.
Izany hoe ny finoana izany dia miteraka zavatra eo amin'ny fiainantsika mitondra vokatra.
One of the goals of faith
anisan'ny tanjon'ny finoana
is that we believe God's promises.
De hoe mintsika ny teny fampanantenan'Andriamanitra.
And then we inherit them or obtain them.
De raisintsika le izy na ohatra hoe lovaintsika le izy.
And I think the grandest and greatest of all these promises.
Ary ny eritreretiko ny tena goavana indrindra sy ngeza indrindra amin'ireny teny fampanantenana ireny a.
Is that we can walk with God again.
Telewe isika te afaka miara-mandeha amin'Andriamanitra indray.
That faith in God leads us toward friendship with God.
When finoana an'Andriamanitra dia mitarika antsika anana fifandraisana amin'Andriamanitra.
Sometimes we think faith is about getting what we want from God.
Ndray indretsika mieritreritra hoe ny finoana dia azahoana izay zavatra tiantsika ho azo avy any amin'Andriamanitra.
Like you should have faith for a healing.
Ohatra hoe mila manana finoana ianao mba ho sitrana.
And then maybe you pray for someone who's sick.
De met hoe mivavaka ho an'ny olona izay marary ianao.
And then maybe they do get healed.
De angamba met hoe lasa sitrana tokoa izy.
And it's wonderful when that happens.
De tena mahafinaritra be rehefa mitrangy izay.
Maybe they don't.
Met hoe tsy sitrana izy.
And then you think, was my faith strong enough?
De met mieritreritra hoe tena natanjaka be ve aloha ilay finoako.
We often think of faith in that way. It's trying to get something from God.
Indraindraintsika mieritreritra an'ilay finoana ohatran'izay hoe mba miezaka tsika handray zavatra avy any amin'Andriamanitra.
But I think the most glorious aspect of faith.
Fa ny tena hoe zavatra be voninahitra be indrindra amin'ilay lafiny amin'ilay finoana.
Is that we believe God exists.
De hoe mintsika hoe misy Andriamanitra.
And we believe that through Jesus he has made the way open to be in relationship with him.
De mintsika hoe amin'ny alalan'i Jesosy no sokafa ny lalana ahafahantsika indray mifandray aminazy.
So by faith we access God himself.
De amin'ny alalan'ny finoana izany afaka manantona an'Andriamanitra tenany isika.
And that's what I want to speak about this morning.
De izay no tiako resahana amin'ity maraina ity.
Friendship with God.
Le hoe fifandraisana amin'Andriamanitra na hoe finamanana amin'Andriamanitra.
It may sound a little presumptuous. Like we're presuming too much. It's not disrespectful to say we can be friends with God. It's amazing that the God who created everything would actually want to be friends with us. But he does. And that's what I want to examine today. So in Genesis 3 verse 8,
fahafalo.
It speaks about Adam and Eve right after they sinned.
Te miresaka mikasika ny Adama sy Eva tao aorianan'ny zareo vao avy nanota.
And it says they heard God.
Te ho izay ary nandrehan'i Jehovah Andriamanitra.
Let's read it.
Andova kitsika le izy. Ary nandrehan'i Jehovah Andriamanitra nitsangatsangana teo amin'ny saha izy rehefa ho ariva ny andro. Ary lehilahy sy ny vadiny niery ny tavan'i Jehovah Andriamanitra tao anaty hazo tao amin'ny saha.
Look at verse 9.
Dia jereo anie andininy fahasivy e. Ary Jehovah Andriamanitra dia niantso andra lehilahy ka nanao taminy hoe aiza moa ianao?
There's a situation that Adam and Eve hear God.
And
they have this real expectation that he's coming looking for them because they hide.
Arte niandranda mihitsy zareo hoe ho tonga hitady zareo izy satria zareo niafina.
You don't have to hide away from something that's not coming looking for you.
You know, tsy voatery hoe hiafina amin'ny zavatra anankiray izay hoe tsy andeha hitady anao.
You know, if you see the bus going down the road,
hitanao ohatra hoe raha hitanao zao iny le bus mandeha midina mandeha amin'iny lalana iny.
Going away from you.
Hoe mandeha miataka miala anao.
You don't go and dodge the bus. You only dodge when it's coming towards you. Sometimes people don't dodge so well. And then the driver has to swerve. But the point is, Adam and Eve hid because they had experienced this thing before.
Before
they sinned, the implication is God used to come to them.
And
he used to have a relationship with them. But now they're afraid of God.
And
God still wants to be with them.
And
God calls out, "Where are you, Adam? Why are you hiding from me?" This isn't the only example in the Bible. Even after sin entered the world, we see that God still wants to be involved in people's lives. You may have sinned. You may live thinking God should not want to have anything to do with you. But in the Word of God, we see example after example where God wanted to be involved with people's lives. In Genesis 5, verse
24,
it tells us Enoch walked with God. It implies he had a lifelong relationship with God.
And
read that verse.
Ary niara-nandeha tamin'Andriamanitra Enoka ka tsy hita izy fa nentin'Andriamanitra.
They had such a good relationship that one day Enoch was walking and then God took him. They didn't even find the body. I think Enoch was such a good friend to God. There came a time when God said, "Enough of you living on earth, come live with me in heaven." And Enoch entered into an eternal fellowship with God.
And
sometimes someone dies and we only see tragedy. But when a Christian dies, there is some form of glory in that tragedy too. Because God has said, "Enough of living down there. Let's be together. Let's be together." And this is really the cry of God's heart towards people. Again in Genesis 6, verse 9.
De hitatsika indray ao amin'ny Genesis toko fahaenina andinin'ny fahasivy.
We see Noah.
Mahita Noa.
And it says Noah walked with God.
De milaza indray ilay izy hoe niarana andeha tamin'Andriamanitra ihany koa Noa.
These great people that we read about in the Bible.
Ireny olona ohatrany olon-dehibe olona goavana vakitsika ao anaty Baiboly ireny.
But they're actually ordinary people.
Raha ny tena izy ireny olona tsotra.
And they're living in a fallen, broken world.
And
God is angry with the sin of the world. But he's still walking with them. Walking with
Noah.
These people lived their lives with faith in God. That's what the term walked with God means. Their whole lives are remembered like in this one line, they walked with God.
What
do you want to be remembered for? That man, he built a big house. That man, he had a fast car. Remember that guy? He was such a powerful businessman. There's so many ways you can be remembered. Maybe you'll be remembered as the person that never said anything to anyone. Or the person with that hair. Or the one that always wore those bright tackies. Or maybe your grandest ambition is you become president of the most powerful nation in the world. Well, most people say that's the United States of America. So quickly name the third or the fourth president of the United States. You don't even know who that guy was. See, all these earthly ambitions, they actually amount to so little. But for every man, there's this glorious possibility that you can be remembered as someone who walked with God. And that's what I want to show you this morning. It starts by realizing God didn't create the world and then turn his back on it and go off and get involved in some other project. But he made the world and he made us, and since that time he has pursued relationship with us.
As
this idea develops, we see the scripture becomes even more and more explicit. Specific. How does God want things to be?
Look at
James chapter 2 and verse 23.
Ary tanteraka ny soratra masina manao hoe ary Abrahama nino an'Andriamanitra ka nisaina ho fahamarinana izany ary natao hoe sakaizan'Andriamanitra izy.
Abraham believed God.
Nino an'Andriamanitra Abraham.
His faith was credited to him as righteousness.
Ary ny finoany dia nisaina ho fahamarinana.
And he was called God's friend. See, his faith wasn't just so that he could have a promise of Isaac. just some offspring.
Wemas taranak.
His faith wasn't just so that he could be a happy old man. His faith was that God would do something. Later we see that God provides the ram so Isaac doesn't have to be killed.
And
Abraham already believed that even if he sacrificed Isaac, that God was able to raise Isaac from the dead. But in that whole journey, Abraham discovers God provides the sacrifice. And that's the sacrifice that allowed Abraham to enter ultimately into covenant with God.
And
the fact that God provided a ram instead of Isaac's life speaks of Jesus, who God provides as a sacrifice for our sins. But see, the end result is that Abraham is known as a friend of God. And the end result for us is exactly built on the same faith of Abraham. That's why Abraham is called the father of our faith. And that's why the word of God says, Paul said to the Galatians, the gospel was announced to Abraham in advance. So you're seeing that through Abraham's life experience, his faith is an example of how faith should operate. That you believe in God and you believe in His provision of a sacrifice for your sins. And your believing in God is credited to you as righteousness. Which means you receive righteousness. You don't earn it. But all of that puts you into a place where you can have fellowship with God. How many of us stop short? We say, I believe in God. I'm a Christian. But then you go about your life not realizing that the whole point of all of that atonement is so that you can be in fellowship with God. We mustn't just live for forgiveness of sin. We must push all the way into friendship with God. I'm still on my first point. I might not get to my fourth one. The point is that God wants friendship with us. Look at John chapter 15. From verse 13 to 15.
Tsy misy manana fitiavana lehibe noho izao, dia manolotra ny ainy hamonjy ny sakaizany. Ianareo ny sakaizako, raha manao araka izay andidiko anareo. Tsy ataoko hoe mpanompo intsony ianareo, fa ny mpanompo tsy mahalala izay ataony tompony, fa efa ataoko hoe sakaizinareo, satria izay rehetra reko tamin'ny raiko no nambarako taminareo.
What did Jesus say?
Inona ny zavatra niteneniny Jesus?
I no longer call you servants,
Tsa tsuko e panompotsonina reo.
I call you friends.
Fa to kwesa kais na namana.
It's mind-blowing.
Tena ma otrane ma tsita mintsy lasana izany.
It's a big thought.
Tena hevitrangeza be izany.
It's so big that you actually have to take time to think about it.
Tena hoe ngeza be mintsy lesika tena mila maka fotoana mintsy tsika eritreretana an'ilay izy.
Why should I rush on?
Hina mon tokony hoe hiazaka zahako.
And preach something else to you.
Kande itoro zavatra hafa aminareo a.
If you haven't even thought about this.
Raha ohatra hoe tsy mbola neritreritra ny amin'itinareo.
Jesus says, I don't call you servants, I call you friends.
Hozy Jesosy tsy atsoko hoe mpanompontsoninareo a, fa ataoko hoe sakaiza.
Initially they came into this unknown relationship with Jesus.
Tamfo voalohany aloha zareo tonga teo amin'ny fifandraisana ohatra ny tsy fantatra teo amin'ny Jesosy.
They were disciples.
We mpianatra zareo.
He was teaching them.
De izy nampianatra an'ny zareo.
They called him teacher.
De nantsoiny hoe mpampianatra izy.
They called him rabbi.
De nantsoiny hoe rabbi izy.
They saw him as a kind of a master, as a guru.
De ny fahitany anazy ohatra ny le olon-dehibe a, le tompon-ketabe.
If they were Japanese or something, they'd say sensei. You're very important and I'm just nobody. I just want to learn from you. But Jesus said, you know my master's business, my father's business. And now I'm calling you friends. That's where God wants to get with us. That we love Him. We obey Him. We serve Him. We worship Him. We honor Him. We fear Him. We reverence Him. But we are also friends with God. It's a profound thought. Abraham was called a friend of God. Moses was called a friend of God. Jesus called his disciples friends. How do you relate to God? So I want to look at two different responses to God. Because for most of us, we respond one of two ways. Every one of us has the potential to respond well. Not one of us is denied the opportunity to seek after God. My first point is God is pursuing us.
He's
wanting to be friends with us. And he's made that possible through faith in Jesus. But how do we respond? Do we keep God at a distance? Is that too much for us to handle? It actually can be. For many of us, we should be very sober, serious. Because dealing with God, like in the framework of religion, is much easier than dealing with Him personally. And many of us start out like Israel did. Just wanting to know what ceremonies we must do, what rules we must follow. Instead of realizing that God wants us in a personal friendship with him.
So,
I want to look at a couple of scriptures from Exodus. Just to show you human nature. God's giving the law to Moses. The Ten Commandments. And most of you were interested in the Ten Commandments. At some time you were probably taught about them, maybe even in church. God just tell me your rules. And God comes down. His presence is being manifest in a supernatural way. And look what happens in Exodus 20, verse 18-21.
Ary ny olona rehetra nandreny kotrokorana sy ny feon'ny anjomara ary nahita ny elatra sy ny tendrombohitra ny voatsetroka ary nony nahita izany ny olona dia torakovitra izy ka nijanona teny lavitra eny dia hoy izy tamin'ny Mosesy aoka ihany ianao no hiteny aminay dia hiaino izahay fa aza andriamanitra no miteny aminay fa ndrao maty izahay dia hoy Mosesy tamin'ny olona aza matahotra fa tonga andriamanitra mba izaho toetra anareo ary mba hoeo anatrehany tavanareo ny fahatahorana azy mba tsy hanotanareo dia nijanona teny lavitra eny ny olona fa Mosesy kosa nanakaiky ny aizipito izay nitoeran'andriamanitra.
There's this manifestation of God's presence. In other words, God is, he's arriving, he's making himself accessible in a way.
And
the people are terrified of God.
And
rightly so. Because their sins have actually made them enemies of God.
And
somehow they know their unworthiness and their unholiness. And they're afraid and they stay at a distance. And they say to Moses, you speak to us. But don't let God speak to us because we'll die.
And
Moses says to them, don't be afraid. God's come to test you. So the fear of God will keep you from sinning.
So
don't be afraid. But the fear of God will keep you from sinning. It's an interesting sentence. He's saying if you had the fear of God, if you would honor him. Take him seriously enough to stop sinning. Then you wouldn't have to be afraid of God himself. And the people stay at a distance. And Moses goes into the presence of God, into this thick darkness. There's this human fleshly response, like Adam hiding in the garden. The sinful nature, the flesh, doesn't want to have dealings with God. We're afraid because the punishment for sin is death. So we want someone else. To have that relationship with God, we don't want it in the flesh. You guys do that to me sometimes. Someone will come to me and they'll say,
Pastor,
pray for me. But I don't believe they actually prayed in earnest for themselves yet. They're saying, Kim, you've made it your business to be a
pastor.
So you go talk to God for me. You pray for me. But what about you? Pray for yourself. Go into the thick darkness of God yourself. That uncertain place where you don't know if God's happy or if He's going to heal you or if He's going to fix the problem or kill you. God is mysterious. He is glorious and scary. Because we cannot control Him. And we know we're imperfect. But the thing I'm saying to you today is, look at yourself and decide if you're being like an Israelite. Are you letting the elders be more spiritual than you? And you just hang back. And then you pop out once on a Sunday.
Here
I am, I'm still a Christian. I came to church on Sunday. See, Kim, here's my face, I'm in church. I'm not backsliding. I came on Sunday. And please pray for me. Now, I want to pray for you. I do pray for you. I pray for those of you I don't know. I pray for everyone God brings in the doors of this church. But a lot of the time, my prayer is this. God, will you reveal yourself to each and every one of us, that these guys, you in TCC, even you if you're just visiting, that you would be the one praying and seeking God and pushing into His presence, into that dark mystery that you can't see through. You might be saying, I don't know if I really know God. But I'm saying, push into Him. He wants friendship with us. But what are we doing? Let's look at Exodus 33. From verse 7 to 11.
Exodus 33. Ary fanaony Mosesy ny makalay ka manorona azy eo ivelan'ny toby lavidavitra ary ny anarany dia nataony hoe ny tranoilay fiaonana ary izay rehetra nitady an'i Jehovah dia nivoaka eny amin'ny tranoilay fiaonana izay teo ivelan'ny toby ary raha nivoaka teo amin'ilay Mosesy dia nitsangana ny olona rehetra ka samy nijanona teo anoloan'ny varavaran'ilay ny avy Then tazana Mosesy mandra-pahatonga ny ao amin'ilay. Ary raha niditra tao amin'ilay Mosesy dia niditra ny andry rahona ka nijanona teo anoloan'ny varavaran'ilay. Ary Jehovah dia niresaka tamin'ny Mosesy. Ary hitan'ny olona rehetra ny andry rahona nijanona teo anoloan'ny varavaran'ilay. De nitsangana ny olona rehetra ka samy koaka teo anoloan'ny varavaran'ny lainy avy. Ary Jehovah niteny nifanatrika tamin'ny Mosesy tahaka ny olona miresaka amin'ny sakaizany. Ary niverina nakeo amin'ny toby izy ka ny mpanompony dia Josua, Zatovo, Zanakinona tsy niala tamin'ilay.
When Moses went out to the tent of meeting,
rehefa nivoaka Moses andeha any amin'ny trano lay fionana,
all the people stood at the entrances of their tents.
Ny olona retraretra dia nijoro teo amin'ny varavaran'ny lainy avy.
Where is that?
Aiza no misy an'izany?
That's like very comfortable near home, you know?
Izay le ohatra hoe le tena mahazo aina tsara, mampahazo aina tsara eo akaiky ny trano.
If this is your tent, it's your home.
Ity le tantinao ity izany le tokatranonao, le tranonao.
You go a little bit out.
Dia iny ianao fa mivoaka kely.
And then you watch Moses.
Dia mitazana Mosesy.
And he goes out there.
Dia iny izy valasy.
Outside the camp.
Mivoaka n'le toby.
Because that's where the tent of meeting was. It was outside. It was away.
Satria le efitra ilay fionana dia tao any ivelany izany somary miataka kely.
And they'd watch Moses.
Dia mitazana Mosesy ry zareo.
Moses would go inside the tent of meeting.
Dia iny Mosesy valasy nandeha nakao amin'ilay trano ilay fionana.
And the pillar of cloud came and there was like the smoke and the cloud.
De tonga le andro rahona de ohatrany hoe misy setroka misy rahona.
It's a miraculous thing. God is in Moses, they're having an encounter.
Zavatra tena mahagaga. Andriamanitra sy Mosesy miona ry zareo.
Later we read that they were talking, they were meeting with one another.
De avy eo mivakitsika tao alanana tao hoe miresaka ry zareo, ohatrany hoe mivory miresaka.
And the people stood at the door of their tent.
De ny olona izany mijoro eo amin'ny varavaran'ny tantiny.
And they worshipped.
De ny akohaka ry zareo.
But do you notice something?
Fa misy zavatra tsikaritra reo ve?
They want the spiritual stuff.
Ilain'ny zareo le zavatra ara-panahy.
They want Israel to be God's nation.
Tiny Israely mba hoe firenen'Andriamanitra.
They're happy that Moses is having a chat with God.
De faly zareo eny Moses miresaka amin'Andriamanitra.
But they don't go there themselves.
Fa zareo tsy mandeha makany hoe izy tenany.
They were actually welcome to go there.
Ry zareo kora ny tena izy dia afaka amin'ny hoe makany tsara mihitsy izy.
Joshua went with Moses.
Josua nandeha niaraka tamin'ny Moses.
Joshua actually learned to love the presence of God.
I Josua tena hitany mihitsy hoe tena tiny be le fanatrehan'Andriamanitra.
So much that he stayed there even after Moses left the tent of meeting, Joshua stayed.
Tena tiny be mihitsy ka izy ary tsy nivoaka mihitsy efa lasa ary Moses izy mbola nijanona.
But the people,
fa ny olona,
they all remained far away.
Ry zareo mbola nijanona tena lavitra be teny.
They worshipped at a distance.
Mekoaka ery alavitra ery fotsiny izy.
They didn't want God in person.
Teny fotsiny izy no nekoaka fa tsy hoe Andriamanitra tenany mihitsy no nilainy.
They didn't want a personal encounter with God.
Tsy te hifa iona amin'Andriamanitra mivantana izy tenany.
But God did want a personal encounter with them.
Andriamanitra nefa te iona mivantana amin'ry zareo.
He just couldn't get them to stop sinning.
Tena tsy vitany le hoe mijanonampitsahatra ny zareo tsy hanota.
And later to fix that problem.
Ary taty aoriana mba amahana an'izany olana izany.
He sent Jesus.
Nandefa ny Jesosy izy.
So that Jesus could take away the problem of sin.
Amin'izay Jesosy afaka manala an'le olan'ny fahotana.
And also give us a new heart and a new spirit.
Amin'izay ihany koa anome antsika fanahy vaovao sy fo vaovao.
A heart that would lean towards God instead of away from Him.
Fo izay irona e anakaiky an'Andriamanitra fa tsy analavitra azy.
So I want to ask you as I close.
De eo ampamaranana te anontany anao.
Do you stand where in your comfortable place at your tent and doorway?
Ianao ve mijoro eo amin'ilay toerana mampahazo ainanao eo ambaravaran'ny tantinao?
And worship God from a distance.
Dia mekoaka na mideran'Andriamanitra avy eny alavitra eny.
And really not go and talk to Him.
Ary tena hoe tsy mandeha manantona miresaka aminazy.
If that's been your life.
Raha tahaka an'izany ny fiainanao a.
Then this year.
Dia amin'ity taona ity.
Make a change.
Miova.
Say this year, God, I'm going to pursue you.
dia mitenena hoe amin'ity taona ity Andriamanitra tena andeha hisisika anao izay azahoana anao.
I'm going to leave behind the familiar territory of my tent.
Avelako any ambadikandro zavatra mahazatra na manodidina an'ilay tranolay na ilay tantoko.
I'm willing to go outside the camp.
Vonona any andeha hivoaka ny alan'ilay tanty.
This means leave behind all the people that they all stay in the village, but you say I'll go out alone if I need to.
Then Dickens say the way wafela no one embad kian metwe nyula le tramlay le tanti fa iyala ifoka kusanya andere rail lines an.
You're not taking the road that everyone takes.
Dickens say kwezi mandrayan le lala na zemetwe isura nyula reta reta now.
I'm going to find God.
Fa usi seno sande ik a. I'm going
to push into his presence.
I'm going to
talk to him. Because I understand he wants friendship with me. And I can do it because of Jesus. I don't have to be afraid. Because Jesus has taken away my sins. But don't stop short.
And
say, okay, I'll just watch from a distance. Push into God this year. Find a time where you go and talk to him. We still hear imperfectly. God's still invisible to our eyes. But we approach him with faith. His word shows us that he wants this relationship with us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We've spent some time listening. But God, may we put it into action. This year, may we pursue friendship with you. With thankfulness, Jesus, that your blood has taken away our sins. You washed us clean. You paid the price for our sins. And the Father is calling us back to him. Father, we want to come. We want to approach you. We want to yield to you. We want to seek closeness with you. You want to know you more deeply. We want to experience you more intimately. We want to explore friendship. In Jesus' name. Amen.